Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. And today we have an amazing guest, of course.
In the corner.
In the corner.
In this corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has taken the challenge to be with
us.
The Biz for Good. Okay. I've lost it. Please introduce our amazing guest, Ryan.
You betcha. We're on episode 38 of the Biz for Good show.
38, really?
Yeah, we're moving marching to 50.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
First big giant milestone. Oh, I guess two was the big milestone.
Number one. We made it. Those are
some real big goals we got.
Yeah. Just do one. Now we did it on a phone.
Nice.
Yeah. Then we started buying lots of equipment.
All right, episode 38 with Clark Draney.
Clark Draney, ladies and gentlemen.
Wang. Just kidding.
Today's episode is titled Running with the Bulls.
Running with the Bulls.
Like this. Take it off.
Take it off. Yeah. Because we've got two bulls in the room.
Yeah, we found out we have the same birthday.
Exact date. Except for a year.
All right, we'll do lunch.
Sing you happy birthday.
Hey, you guys could go both get a free dinner somewhere together.
Done.
That's cool. Boom. That would be cool.
We'll do it.
No hot wings.
No hot wings.
No hot wings. We don't talk about that show anymore. Not on the show. It's hot! It's hot! Anyway.
All right, Clark Draney is involved.
This guy's fun. We're going to have some fun with him today.
My job will be, of course, wrestling it all in.
Yes.
Full-time right. Job.
Which I've already let go already. All right, Clark Draney.
Sometimes I think it's a fallacy that you are the person that keeps... I think maybe you take us off track.
Maybe
just
I'm
much.
The guy that derails it all.
Yeah, it might be. I think it... I'm not sure. He'll be the judge of this.
Ryan the Regulator?
Ryan the Regulator. That sounds like a superhero. I've been watching The Tick on Prime and...
Oh,
you guys ever seen that?
I've seen the previews and I haven't jumped on board yet.
Oh, dude, I'm a big fan of The Tick. It's just anything that makes fun of superheroes, I love.
Have you had a tick, though?
Oh, yeah, many. I'm from Texas, dude. Okay. I've had plenty of ticks. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay. that was side note.
All right, Bobby. The segments are brought to you by EFL 360 and Speak Up. Go ahead and give us some more information on that.
EFL360.com, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. If you're wanted to start a company, have started a company, want to make your company better, want to be stronger, want to get to know, want to network with some very powerful, amazing entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, EFL360. Come to EFL360 weekly every Thursday at 4 to 6 at the Miller campus in room 333.
Awesome.
EFL360.com.
That was good.
And also Speak Up. Speak Up Professional Speakers Studio. SpeakUpSpeakers.com. If you're a speaker, if you want to be a speaker, if you've thought about being a speaker, come to Speak Up, where they learn to entertain, inspire, and educate. SpeakUpSpeakers.com.
Awesome. And then also ReGraphics.
ReGraphics. Oh, and we should say we have a new backdrops today. If nobody's noticed, we have all kinds of cool stuff in the back. It's much more official. Feels much more like a studio, right? With the cool background.
Yeah.
Totally intimidated by you guys. You're all around.
Let's just say we got a lot going on.
We got a few things going on. A couple fires in the iron. No, iron's in the fire, actually.
Yeah. So with ReGraphics,
this is
a ReGraphic right here.
Yeah, right here. Good example, people. Missed design opportunities equal missed revenue. Let Regraphics take a look at your current branding and assets and provide you with a roadmap to success and graphic design bliss. Go to Regraphics, that's with an X.com, or call 801-970-2732 to schedule your free consultation and get your free design audit.
Regraphics.com.
Yay!
We need the sound effects back, Ryan.
I need a third arm.
We need the sound effects back.
They didn't trust me with that, or else I would have taken that on.
Oh,
I apologize.
That would have been cool. Listeners. We should have the guests do it. That is a brilliant idea.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll plug that in next time.
Yeah, we'll plug that in next time.
We'll have you back.
There's a little sound thing you can buy on Amazon that just has some stupid sounds on it.
Yeah.
That would be cool to give the guest, and they can click it into their mic.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We'll always remember you when we have the guest do the sound.
All right, and with that, we'll go into our segments today. The first one is Biz Hack.
Biz Hack for today.
We'll have fun with this one, I hope. It's a shock to the system. Sometimes we get in a rut in life, and we get kind of bored with business and stuff, and throughout the day. And so it's a suggestion here as a Biz Hack is getting out of your comfort zone, and I'll kick it over to you guys to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Did we actually tell you that when we did this, we're going to have you talk about the Biz Hack?
Definitely. I mean, I'm ready anytime. So get out of your comfort zone.
Yes. What does that mean to you?
Come sit with you guys for like 5 minutes and you'll just be right out of your comfort zone or right in it.
I mean, or right in it. On how you roll. Eventually, after 5 minutes, you start to feel better, right? We're comforting someone.
No, I haven't run for the door yet. Is it locked?
He stopped shaking. He's not shaking anymore. That's much better.
It's back again.
Yeah, so why do you think it's important to get out of our comfort zone? We hear about that a lot. Why do you think that's important?
No, I think it's really important. I'm in sales, and when I'm
always out of your comfort zone.
Depends. I don't know, and I'm not a liar. Like, I'm a good salesman.
You're one of the good ones.
Right?
Nice.
But for me, like, sometimes I'll switch up my daily drive, my routine, just to like drive by a different business that I could potentially talk to, which is just a simple hack. Hopefully that helps.
But no, it's good.
Yeah, just mix up your commute. Like, don't go the same way every day. It might be a minute longer, but you're going to see different scenery. Maybe you'll miss an accident, hopefully.
Yeah, you never know where opportunities come from. Yep. And usually getting out of your comfort zone is where the really great opportunities are.
Yep.
When you're safe... That's why people, you know, when you're safe in your own community, in your own little niche, your own little groove, you don't grow out.
Yeah, you get bored.
You don't grow. You don't move forward. So if you just jump out, do something. I know when I get that tingle in my stomach, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on to something. I should probably take this on. And it inevitably is something really cool. It ends up, either I go, yay, and we're going to talk about that with the running and stuff. Yep. I mean, I know my past with running. I just, yeah, I did it. It just feels so good to actually do something. But anyway, get out of that comfort zone, folks.
I like it.
The takeaway on that is if you feel the tingles,
yeah,
do it.
Go it. Go for it.
Go for it.
Go it. Go for it. Don't go it. Go for it.
All right.
Okay.
So for the good news segment today, did you know that Teddy Roosevelt, they made a teddy bear in his honor? I'm not sure of the history behind that.
It was just a bear. He had shot one and stuffed it. And then, I'm just making this up. I'm just making this up. But
I think it was to comfort the kids that were in hospitals.
So, because he scared them when he brought the big stuffed bear.
You were...
Like, no, wait, we're make this cute one. This is a cute one, and we're going to name it after Teddy, the tough guy. I'm sure he's really happy about that. Dude, I'm tough. What are you talking about? Now they call this little kid thing now the teddy bear for me? Anyway, I've ruined your story, Ryan.
That's fine.
I'll shut up.
The good news is UK Airport seeks to reunite lonely teddies with owners. So here's a good example of a business trying to do good. Hundreds of children separated from their beloved teddy bears are being given the chance to reunite under an initiative launched by the airport on Thursday. So we put all the information on that if you want to learn more about the teddy campaign.
Lost teddies at Glasgow Bearport. Read the appeal. Glasgow Surfboard. Cool. Yeah. Check out the story, folks. That's important nice stuff in the world. See, this is the good news. This is news you're not going to hear on NBC, ABC, Fox, or CNN. You're just not going to hear that kind of news there.
That's
because
right.
They don't give that news like that. It's not. It's noteworthy to us. Biz for good.
We have a very interesting quote of the day today.
It's my favorite topic, so I'm going to take this on.
Ooh.
If the smiling poop emoji can be happy with where it is in life, then damn it, so can you. So can I. And so can you.
And so can you. And so can I.
There you go.
Yeah, we stepped it up a notch today with the quote of the day has a curse word in it. It's a beautiful thing. That's did everybody get that? We usually read it twice. Let's read it again.
All right, you guys.
If the smiling poop emoji can be happy with where it's at in life, then damn it, so can
all of us.
Yes. You, I, me, we, everyone in the whole world should be happy because the poop emoji smiles.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to smile about. It stinks. It's brown. It's yucky. No, it's got everything to live for.
Yeah, be happy, poop.
Be happy, poop. Okay, we went in the toilets, folks. We've went in the toilet. It's official.
I think, though, in life, we have a lot of crap that we go through.
she puts it out of there. I'm not sure where Scarlett O'Hara came from, Sky, but we get you. Don't forget you're on a delay. So whatever she heard 30 seconds ago. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this, Ryan. Let's go.
We have a bonus. You know, you can't see these because you're not able to see these, but we want you to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bizforgood.
You're going
to
want to see this.
We definitely want to see these statues. It's 19 truly beautiful statues that everyone will love, I promise. The one that we had fun with is, and we want your opinion, you want to go to this, number 9, this statue of a sleeping traveler in the Orlando International Airport.
I don't believe it. I do not believe that's
Bobby
a statue.
Bobby thinks it's a real guy.
And I've seen him wink like 3 times.
Yeah,
so he's not,
in the picture. It's a gif. He's like... listeners, please go to this and tell me. Find out, because I do not believe that's real. That looks like a dude sleeping, but he does look like he is in a glass box. I just don't believe it.
It looks like a real guy.
It looks like a real guy.
So it's number 9 on the sleeping traveler.
I mean,
traveler.
His watch. I mean, his shirt. The way there
it comforts the other airport people.
They're like, we're not travelers. We're not dealing with this right now.
Yeah, I just...
So you can go to BuzzFeed and look that up.
Yeah, don't believe it. You're going to have to prove it to me. Don't believe that's a real statue.
We would love your thoughts and opinions on that today.
Yeah, and I could put that up over here now that I just realized.
You could put things up on the thingy?
Yeah, with the web, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you a web master? Level 6?
Master's a strong word.
He's a master in learning.
A master in learning. That is true. I still say, master in learning. Yes.
All right. Well, have you ever noticed that we like to have fun around here?
Nope. I've noticed.
Not at all.
Yep. I've noticed that.
Okay, good.
Brian, why?
Because Biz for Good is awesome, and we like to have fun. Dang it.
Them's pretty strong words, boy.
And with that, I'm going to kick off the show with Bobby.
All right. Welcome, folks. This is our guest segment. Welcome. We are actually going to ask you questions instead of having you just sit there going, oh, my gosh, what am I doing here? So, Mr. Clark, please tell us about yourself. Tell us who you are. Kind of explain some things so we can get to know you and our listeners can get to know you a little better.
No, I've got a great story, and I like to hear the sound of my voice, so I'll listen to this over and over again later.
Oh, perfect.
I'm all about myself.
Awesome. And let your friends listen to and all that good stuff. And
for sure.
Hey, I've been on this great show. It was amazing. It was the most... Anyway, you get the...
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Get the drift.
I'll sell it. I'll sell it for
He's
sure.
He's a salesman.
I am a salesman. So I've been in sales for 13 years. I'm... Born and raised in Sandy?
We have lost the light, folks. I see the light.
It's back on. Man, I thought I just killed the whole show by saying that was from Sandy.
No, we're still good.
Great. So, I found a love for running about 8 years ago. This is a fun story about being healthy and whatnot. We had our first child, and my wife's like, I want to run a marathon. After having our first kid, I'm like, is that like for breast cancer awareness? Like, is that like around the neighborhood for fun? And she's like, no, that's 26.2 miles. I'm like, what? Why would anybody ever want to do that?
Yeah.
So
count me out.
Right. So that was my first thought. I played football in high school, and you only ran if you were like
in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yep, take a lap. Yeah,
I did a lot of running. I did a lot of running.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Away from
and push-ups. Running and push-ups.
Go run up.
Or what do you call those burpees? Is that what it's called? A burpee where you jump down and jump up, jump down and jump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I puked on those.
Those are torture.
Yeah, not good.
So I ran with her for like 6 miles. We built up mile by mile, and then went to the doctor to go get life insurance after having our first kid, because I'm like, well, if one of us kicks the bucket, we're going to want to have something in place. And so I went to the doctor, and I hadn't really started running yet. And he's like, so do you work out? I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. I have a Wii Fit. Have you ever done the boxing, though?
Yeah.
It's like, hard work.
Like, I'm drenched. I'm like, no way.
Absolutely. And, like, and your arm hurts.
The hula hooping one. Like, I'm like, this is, I've got this, doc. We're good. He's like, flat out laughed at me. He's like, that's not working out. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're not on my Wii with me, so you don't have a clue.
So they tested my cholesterol, my blood pressure, and I was actually 2 brackets above a normal 26-year-old.
Oh, really?
And I was like, what? I'm like,
I've been Wiiing it out.
I'm like, this is pathetic. I'm 26. Come on. Like, so anyways, ran a marathon, trained for one, lost 40 pounds, got retested, and I was 2 brackets below average.
Really?
And I'm super thrifty, so I'm like, I'm saving money. But I think she upped my policy in case I do die. I don't know.
It's
for
cheaper.
Sure.
If you're down 2 brackets, your policy will be cheaper,
that's
right?
That's true. But then she started buying guns, and we were going on these scary trips. No, I'm just kidding.
There are these books about how to, my wife how to loves watching those documentaries about, you know, how spouses kill each other. It's like
CSI.
And that stuff is, yeah. Oh, but the real ones.
Oh,
like,
got it.
Forensic Files.
Yeah, Forensic Files. Oh, my gosh. People are worse than the ones we write about, make up.
Yeah.
Real ones, I cannot believe how horrible some human beings are.
So anyway. Going back to the story.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Way to bring us back.
Good job, Ryan.
So I started running, and I went through a couple transitions on different careers, and always in sales. And I actually cold called, and I'll get into this a little bit later, but I cold called the Revel Big Cotton Marathon. I just emailed them. I was like, you should hire me as your salesman. Just on a whim, I'd been looking at different websites on who was hiring. They weren't hiring. And they called me the next day. They're like, what do you want to sell? And I'm like, I didn't think through this process very well. I was like, running? Sell running?
Running? Like, yeah. I want to sell running. Isn't that what you guys do?
So over the course of time, a month later, they hired me as their first salesman. So
my
passion turned into my career.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, passion.
We want to hear more folks that get to live their passion through their career.
So to go out and sell, like, you should run this event. Like, I ran it 3 times, and I love running, and it's changed, like, my life expectancy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Were you a salesman prior to that, too? Anything?
Yep. I was in a family business for 11 years doing industrial equipment. So I'd go hang out with, like, the potato processors and the miners.
Ooh,
and
fun.
How stuff works was kind of like my daily routine.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch it all. Yeah. Huh?
Oh. Like, that's I worked in those.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
I was the labor guy.
There you go.
So I know how this worked, too.
Yeah, me too. Up in Logan, Icon Health and Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, I used to.
Cheese Factory.
You remember those guys?
Yep.
Did you guys do stuff for them?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yep. Cheese a lot of the bad dust that they would get, we'd pull it out through
the
filtering system.
You'd blow your nose and it'd be all black. Yeah.
So the workers really liked me too, because we would clean the air and they had a safer environment to work in.
Oh, that's
so
cool. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
Random. So running became the passion. Passion turned in using your talents. Boom.
Yep.
They there you go. Together.
Baby.
Is there anything you could give the listeners to find that?
Just go for it. Like, what did I have to lose? Like, I had a job at the time. Like, what, that email, if they would never have responded, I had nothing to lose.
Wow, that's so true. You know,
I do take that approach sometimes. Like, if they say no, whoopee.
That one of my really good friends, one of the installers for the equipment we used to sell, he's like, what's the worst that could happen? But he'd usually say that when we were like 40 feet in the air on one of those like extended lifts, and he was having me like attach something. We could
be crushed to our death.
Like, I die. That's the worst that could happen. But that little mantra has kind of kept going. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
But if you believe in the other life.
There you go.
It's just another story. It's just another level.
What's the worst that could happen?
That's right. You could be dead and on to the next portion of existence.
Next chapter.
So how many marathons or runs
have I done?
Have you done?
Yep.
My wife's going to listen to this later. Chelsea, you're great. I love you for putting up with me. I got a little crazy one summer, and I'm up to, I think, like almost 20 marathons now.
What?
In the last 8 years. But one summer, I went way crazy, and I did 7 full marathons and like 6 half marathons. Oh, so it was like every weekend during the summer. And bless her heart, she stayed with me. And then we had a nice little chat at the end of that summer.
What?
So I do a couple of years.
You done now. Boston?
Thanks for calling me slow. I appreciate that. No, I haven't done Boston.
Yeah, my neighbor was actually there during the bombing.
Oh, that's
she
so
was
scary.
10 minutes ahead. Right, she had crossed the line 10 minutes before.
No, that's
it was
so
crazy.
Scary.
But wow. she's a avid runner.
She's quick.
She's always running. She's running. I took her up the mountain with us. Yeah, that was a mistake. Dude. Yeah, it wasn't good. Her and I took a triathlete with me. I don't know what I was thinking. Her, a triathlete, and a trainer,
oh.
A physical fitness trainer. Yeah,
you were asking for
it. They're all like running in place. Bobby, come on, let's go. And I'm like, I can't breathe.
You could blame the altitude.
that's what I should have done. Yeah, they didn't care. They took off. I said, just go. And another guy was nice enough to stay with me. And we made it over the mountain. But
you made it, Bobby.
Yeah. Sorry,
you're good.
Off track.
No, that's great.
We totally took you home.
I've tried to qualify for Boston. It's a big feat. And that's, I mean, we'll get into that with our races and whatnot. Like, that's one of our big pushes. We help people qualify.
Cool.
All the downhill.
Ah.
And there are some haters. But we are USATF certified, so.
So they hate it because downhill is too easy.
Yep,
blah, blah, blah.
You qualified on a downhill instead of a flat. Like, I was smart enough to go and do a downhill, and you weren't. But that's not very kind of me. That's just my opinion.
That's just your perspective.
There you go.
I like it.
So I am. My goal is to qualify for Boston, but at my age, I'm 34. Next year, when I turn 35, I get an extra 5 minutes. So right now, I'm supposed to run like a 7-minute mile the whole time. For 26.2 miles.
Oh, my crap.
It's like 7:04. Someone's going to call me out on that.
Nuts.
But then when I turn 35, I get to do it in 3 hours and 10 minutes. So another 5 minutes of what I should have been doing.
5 minutes on 3 hours?
It helps.
I guess.
Every minute
Every second counts. Science-wise, like run the tangents and drink like this and eat this. And there's so many tricks and tips.
So for your guys' races and stuff, do you feel like it's for not just the hardcores?
Correct.
Is it for people that just want to have fun running too?
We still have a beautiful shirt. We've got awesome swag. We've got pizza.
And it's a fun experience.
It's a great
experience.
You have
people walking and
so
stuff too.
We've got the full and a half marathon, and they start at the same time. So our cutoff for the full is 6 hours. So I believe, I should do the math before I come here. I believe it's like a 15-minute mile to do the half.
Oh, yeah.
And downhill.
I could maybe do that one.
And it's downhill, so we do have a lot of people that walk it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got walkers that finish. And the time frame is with the city. Like, we got to open up the road again.
Oh,
like we shut
right.
down.
Yeah.
Very true.
Awesome. Well, we've went on tangent, Ryan. Do you want to ask him
a
question?
Yeah, we'll get into, like, the guts of the running thing.
Yes.
Yes. But the second question is, what does Biz for Good mean to you?
Yeah, what does that mean to you?
Okay, so I'm going to tell a short story because I love the sound of my voice. So last night I went to Cafe Rio, and I'm not sponsored by them, but I love their food.
Yep, they're awesome.
Who doesn't?
And I'm in line, and this guy in front of me looks so familiar. I'm like, that's one of my vendors. And I thought back, I'm like, I've never done anything bad to vendors. Like, it was a good experience, but good, like, Biz for Good to me is being able to stand in line with that guy and talk to him and his wife and have a good relationship after our event.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we shot the breeze. He talked about work a little bit. We talked about our families. But, like, to be comfortable after the event, to be comfortable with the business that we've done together. Like, did you get a good deal?
Be proud of it.
Be proud of it.
Be proud of what you did.
To not be sneaky.
It was good for everybody. Yeah. The vendors was good for the vendors. Yep. It's good for the people that were involved.
Yep.
I mean, the whole thing with marathons and stuff, I mean, you're definitely doing something. You're getting people to move. I mean, that right there is biz for good.
I totally agree. We're helping healthy lifestyles.
Absolutely.
Really interesting on that, you were talking about, you know, sometimes when you put money in the mix because they're sponsoring the money, so you have this taboo relationship, and then so maybe you were a little apprehensive.
Actually, to be completely honest, I pulled up my phone because I had 50 vendors this year, and I was like, it's Phil. Phil, what's up?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm like, it's Clark. I had to look up your name. There's no judgment. We're good. So,
being honest, being open, being real, and having relationships.
So that's, I would say, like, as a salesman, like, that's not my title. Like, I am a relationship manager.
Mm.
Like, I love to get people involved. I've got Powerade. The guy loves to run, and he's like, hey, I need to get into this race. I'm like, you're helping us with our race. Like, you're definitely going to get in. And he texted me after I ran the St. George Marathon. Another good event, not mine. But he actually texted me the day of. He's like, how was your race? How did it go? And just that friendship, that relationship is so real.
It, you know, everybody we have on the show, a lot of, it always comes back to relationships. Yep. It doesn't it, Ryan? I mean, it always comes back to how important the relationships are with either your clients, your customers, your employees. All of that comes back to when you're doing that in a force of good or in a space of good, you're more successful. Period.
What goes around comes around.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right. Well, tell us about the marathon. Let's get into the nitty gritty of it. Tell us about the whole, where this came from.
Fast and beautiful?
Yeah, fast and beautiful.
There we go.
Fast and beautiful. Yeah, we got to count how many Gone times he says this.
Right? Oh, that's right. Fast and beautiful, people listening.
Ding. That was three.
Yes.
We're already four.
I don't know. I said it three or four times.
So we're supposed to say fast and beautiful? Is that right?
I think fast and beautiful is the word.
Fast and beautiful? Did you say it yet?
Fast and beautiful.
There it is.
Fast and beautiful. We're going to count how many times that's said in the interview. Fast and beautiful. And whoever wins, because they'll figure it out before we will, fast and beautiful. But
no,
anyway.
That's great. So 6 years ago, our owner, he wanted to start a new race. And he looked at the canyons and he was like, no one's running down Big Cottonwood. Like, why don't we do this? So they mapped it out, met with the city, and very entrepreneur. He set it up. The first year they had, I believe it was 1,100 people that came out, which is not bad for a first year.
Wow, yeah.
And they started the course now.
When was this?
This was 6 years ago.
Oh,
I can't do math.
I can't either. It was 6 years ago. I got that part.
I'm a graphic artist, so math is...
That's not a thing.
There was no right answer with my communications degree, so I don't do math.
Yeah.
So you start, now the course starts up at Guardsman's Pass, all the way up Big Cottonwood Canyon, as high as you can go, almost to Park City. Then you run down to Brighton Ski Resort, loop that. This is for the full marathon. Then you come all the way down the canyon, and there's this out and back on Wasatch. You have to go up to Old Mill Golf Course, which nobody likes. And I've done it three times, so it's kind of a hard part. You come back down.
Oh, so there is a little bit of hill.
A little bit of a hill. So we dropped 5,000 feet overall.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
Nosebleed.
Quad
no,
burner.
No, just kidding.
Quad burner.
Ear popping.
Ear popper.
So we do encourage people from out of state to come like a day or two early. We had some people from Houston, go Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And they got altitude sickness.
Oh.
Turn your treble up.
My treble. Oh, more treble.
All about that bass.
More treble? I need more treble. I'm too bassy?
Yep.
So
how's that? Is that better?
You're a little less Barry White. I like it.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right. A little less Barry White. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Then we continue down the mountain, finish down by Dickie's Barbecue. We shut down the whole road. It's awesome. There's a party at the finish line for the half marathon and the full marathon.
And there's barbecue that you get to eat.
No.
Oh.
They bring out some water and they promote us, definitely.
Oh, but man, you got me really excited.
So we've got Papa John's is on.
26 miles. Let's shove in some barbecue, baby.
Yo, we're going to get there. So you got Kodiak Cakes comes. And they give you free pancakes. You get free Papa John's pizza. So Delicious comes out. And then
So Delicious.
Talisman Brewing out of Ogden comes down.
Brewing.
So it's...
Brewery.
We have
we're here in Utah, so Mormons is open word here.
Yeah.
And I liked,
but people do drink beer in Utah.
Yes, they do. And I liked what you suggest here.
Yep. So we do a beer garden, which is what I would say almost all the marathons do in the world. And then we do, I would call it a Mormon beer garden, where it's sodas, flavored sodas. So we cater to all of our customers.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Yep. Awesome.
And by customers, I mean runners.
But, by customers, you mean running folk.
Yes. Awesome. But we are definitely a premier event. We're not the least expensive race, but we provide a running shirt, which is top quality. We provide free photos.
You get
a lot
medal?
Of people, you, the medals are so heavy, it like hurts your neck.
Oh, they're yeah, monster. I like getting a medal.
I won. At
the Great Inflatable Race, we got a big old medal. That was what it was called, the Great Inflatable Race. That's what I was trying to remember. But sorry, I get a kick for another running event.
You're fine. No, we love it. Like, a lot of people will get intimidated by a half or a full marathon.
Yeah, this was like 2 miles. So, yeah.
So
we still got
a
big old medal, though. Made us feel good.
You got to. That's what it's all about. It's a swag.
Yes.
So our extra swag item, we haven't decided for next year, but we did a beanie. We did running socks. So usually get a shirt and a medal. But we want to go above and beyond and make people really want to come back. Besides the fast pace of our course, because it's fast and
furious,
beautiful.
No, it's beautiful.
Beautiful, fast and beautiful, my friend.
I messed up already.
And they're on national parks too, so it's really, really beautiful. You get the fall colors and your free photos that we bring out. You get a highlight video at the end, where you get to insert whichever pictures you want.
Oh, so there you got cameras going.
Yep, we got GoPros. Got to make sure everybody stays on course.
Everybody's going. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it? What's the cost? Does it change every year?
It changes. There's price increases. So the best time to sign up is now, like closest to the event. It was just in September. So I believe it's, someone's going to get mad at me. I think it's $70 for the half and $90 for the full. And it goes up all the way to $130 for the full. Hmm. So the earlier the better. And a lot of that is us incurring costs, trying to get race shirts, bibs. Like, the sooner we can get that dialed in, the better it is for us.
So do you start the planning, what time for, this is for September, so the planning has to start right after the...
Pretty much. And we actually have this event, and we have four others in other states. So it's this constant, like, getting shirts, getting medals, making sure that they're in, that they're the right size, that they look good. And it's a big operation. I had no idea. So I was always on the other side of the running world. Yeah, and now that I'm in the business part, like, every cone on the road has a dollar amount. Every porta pot has a dollar amount. Like, every little goo packet. Even like the Powerade cups. Those
that
like
cost.
Everything costs. And I'm like, I had no idea. Like, I figured my race entry went to paying for cops and my shirt and my medal. But there's just this huge list of
interesting expenses. Yeah, that's cool. That always fascinates. Any business model always fascinates me. I'm always interested in how do you make money, or how much money are you making? Just because I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of startups, and that interests me. That stuff is, I love to see it when it works. And so 6 years now?
6 years for the one in Salt Lake, and then they started a whole series. So the Revel Race Series, it was the Big Cottonwood Marathon, and now it's the Revel Big Cottonwood.
Ah.
So all of our events are big, beautiful, fast.
Fast and beautiful.
And beautiful.
Fast and beautiful.
Right now at 15 now.
And one of the statistics...
Fast and beautiful.
One 16. Of the... I'm just going to cut you off.
Okay.
I'm being mean now.
Do
I'm
it. Just
fast and beautiful. Okay. That's it. One more time. Fast and beautiful. That's it.
This is awesome. So you talk about Boston qualifying. Like, that's one of our big things, is we help people on average shave between 10 and 20 minutes off of their fastest time.
Wow.
Just because of the course.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
So you're training people.
Just because
so they
of all
qualify.
That
qualify.
All that downhill, like, it helps
it's
people shave that
bit
time.
Of a cheat. It's just a tiny bit of a cheat.
I'm so down with downhill.
And by cheat, you mean uphill. We followed the rules and they just get a nice
and
advantage
they,
by
exactly,
coming with us.
Exactly.
No,
it's not
that
a,
around.
I mean, cheating
around.
Is not the right word. It's a hack. It's a life hack. It's a life hack.
I think for me, I mean,
it's a hack.
People that are a little bit intimidated by running would feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did when you,
yeah.
you tell me about it.
We're talking about the half.
I know. I've been in the running world. I like to run. I actually like to run.
You can't judge a runner by their age, their gender, or their size. I've been passed by pregnant women, and the last like 2 miles, I'm like, I quit.
Yeah.
Good on her, but I'm going to just go home.
But it seems like it's always, it has this much downhill. Mm-hmm. Everybody always tells you, but this much of it. And then there's this one part that's, but they always tell you about the downhill stuff. And, it's downhill. And most of it's downhill. And you're like, oh, Everybody likes that.
So Boston, that's our other thing too. So Boston, the Boston Marathon nets downhill.
Oh, really?
So to qualify for a downhill course, you can do as much downhill as you want. There's no, like, you can only have this much downhill. So because they're a little bit of downhill, which most people don't even feel it, we can have that niche and get those people. And we get a lot of people coming back repeatedly. That's why I went back, to chase that personal record, a PR. Because why would I go run one that's flat? Or to experience another race for sure. But if I'm trying to beat my old me, like take that last year's me, I'm going to go to my fastest one and keep going. And so we've been growing.
It's fast. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Well done. You're hired.
Yeah, I usually say that. Now you're getting
it. I got it. I like that. Fast and beautiful. Just, it sounds kind of fun. I want to run
fast,
that.
You're fast.
And it's beautiful. I mean, that just sounds great. Yeah, this is, so we realize now with the signs up, we have a hard time with the lights.
It's beautiful.
We need a light person that just moves around.
Oh, on the video, that was really cool. When you did that, the lights just came out. It looked just like you were like a god or something. That was really cool.
He's a fast and beautiful god.
Yeah, you'll see it on the video. That was cool. It went bam, and then the lights go. Psh. That was super cool.
That's what I do when the bathroom lights turn out, because I've been in there so long.
Yeah, like do a little John Travolta.
Nothing worse. Wow, he turned off. All right.
Well, that sounds exciting.
That sounds exciting.
I should probably throw out the date. Sorry, next year it'll be September 8th. Runrevel.com and check us out.
Runrevel.com. We'll have all that on the on our show notes and all that good stuff too.
How many people do you say come out of state?
So usually, that's a great question. Usually we're like 70% Utahns. But this year we were like 50-50. So really? We pull from every state and 12 countries.
Is it because you started doing them other places too, probably?
I believe so. The series has really opened it up.
Yeah, cool. So,
run.
Can Rebel. Everybody run?
Everybody can run. Everybody. Unless the doctor says don't do it. And then it's up to you.
Anybody? Anybody?
Anybody. So
What about running. The people that's how do you get from I hate running to enjoying it? How do you get there? Because I'll tell you, I like running when I'm in shape.
Yep.
When I'm not in shape, it is the worst thing on earth.
What about after you run?
Even when I'm in bad shape and I've done puking?
Do you feel like you accomplished something?
It is powerful. I'll tell you, one of the relays we ran 190 miles, whatever it was in the relay. And I remember midway through it, you know, we haven't had any sleep, or a little over midway through it, and I'm thinking, why in the crap are we doing this? This is stupid. This is horrible. What was we thinking? And then you're running across the finish line, and you're like, this was so awesome. I can't wait to do this next year. And I just remember thinking, man, I see why people climb Mount Everest.
Yep.
Because they're like, I just got to prove something to myself that I can do it.
One of the things that I love to do at the events is, I mean, I help out with vendors and sponsors, but I'll go to the finish line and I'll grab medals from the volunteers and I will medal people.
Oh,
and I just tell them, taking this moment, you earned it. Like, you trained for this, you earned it. And it's just like, awesome. You just get those tingles. You're like, yes, like, good job.
Tingles.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Is there any more information that we can find out or go to websites? Can they contact you on any social media, anything like that?
Yep. We have a great Facebook following. We've got 33,000 followers.
Awesome.
Just for the event here in town. But no, I would encourage everyone to go to runrevel.com and see the whole series. Vegas is actually the fastest downhill course in the nation.
Cool.
We sent 40% of our runners to Boston 2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
Which is just unheard of. Like, it's awesome.
Now, do you do any other smaller events where you bring a dog?
Nope. We are strictly
specialty things.
We're strictly
half full. And full.
Yep.
Half and full. That's what you get.
Yep.
No mud races with you.
My wife and I.
No mud races.
I supported her, but she did the Thankful 13.
Uh
huh. You could have a dog.
Yep.
But anyways,
well, there's a lot of events out there. A lot of great events.
This is a lot of events.
This is to get in shape, get going, get your qualified.
Yeah. Oh,
like I said, it's a premier group.
Yeah, it's
and it's fast and beautiful too.
It is. It's great. You get what you pay for. Oh, the thing to fall back into love with running. So one thing that I promote, like, with everybody is go to your local running store have them fit you for some shoes. They should fit like slippers.
Get you on the treadmill so they can see what kind of feet you run.
Go see my friends at Wasatch Running.
Video me and I'll, oh, there you go. Yeah, Wasatch Running is always a good one.
Daryl's a great guy. Go see him.
Yeah,
go say hi.
Yeah, we'll hit him up for sponsorship later.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. Drop my name. You'll get a little discount.
Okay,
but no, get some good shoes. And running is not that expensive. Like, go get some shoes and some apparel and go run.
Yeah, I got buddies that ride bikes, and their bike costs them $4,000. I'm like, dude, my running shoes cost me $120.
You got to be
a
mechanic.
And that was for really good ones. And you got to fix them. Oh, there's something going wrong with them. And you can die because people run you over more than it seems on a bike. They run you over more than when you're running. It just seems that way to me. I don't know. Biking scares me.
My favorite thing to do is to pass a biker on an uphill. I'm like... You've got the best invention known to man, the wheel, and I'm passing you. Then they pass me like 5 seconds later, but I have my moment.
I like that. I've never passed a bicycle running.
I had a street sweeper
sweep you?
Pass me on the freeway. That was really weird.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Okay, that shows how you drive. Okay, folks. Okay, folks. This has been awesome, Clark. Thank you so much for being with us. This was great. Everybody, go check it out at
runrevel.com.
Runrevel.com. It is fast and beautiful. Everybody, # be good, do good.
#
be good, do good. # be good, do good.
# guys.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.